it's really a special pleasure to be here and to be back in the community as commissioner. This is the first Board of Fish meeting here in Petersburg since I've been commissioner, so it's been very nice to be having the meeting here and to be able to welcome the board members and the staff that are visiting. And obviously the community is very excited to be hosting the meeting, and the board members very happy to be here. So it's a very positive experience.
You've been on the job for a little over a year now. What's it been like for you?
It's been great. It's been very busy, of course, but actually it's been very exciting. I've seen a lot of positive changes since I've been there, and so that's been great to see.
How about the political side of things? Is that tough to handle sometimes?
It certainly can be, but of course that's a territory that I knew was coming with the job, and it's just part of the job. And of course we're going into another legislative session, and we had a budget that just came out that we got good support in the governor's budget for some fishing game items, so we were very happy to have that, and we're going to be going into the session and talking with the legislature about our budget. As you know, the legislature is generally very supportive of the fishing game budget as well, so we're hoping for a good conversation with them about those items.
You have kind of a unique perspective of being able to observe this Board of Fisheries. You've been on the side of in the fisheries themselves and with PVOA and during time with them, and now as commissioner. What are your thoughts on seeing from both sides of the table, really?
It is a unique perspective, I think, but I think it's very helpful. This can be an intimidating process for the public. If they haven't been in the process before, it can be very intimidating. It's helpful to have somebody in the department who has seen things from their perspective, I think, that and can be approachable and can help guide them through.
Yeah, you heard a lot of the talk about sea otters, and that's certainly not a new issue to you. What do you see? Is there a solution down the road for this issue? It's a pretty big issue for Southeast, for fisheries, and for the residents as a whole.
It is a big issue, and it's been a frustrating issue because, as you know, the state does not have management authority over sea otters, so we're not able to take any direct action. But fisheries that we do have responsibility for are being impacted. And so that's been frustrating. I do see some hope on the horizon if we're able to work together. As you know, the state is very concerned. Commercial fishermen are very concerned. Subsistence harvesters are very concerned. Communities, tribes. I think once you have that many people concerned, that diverse group of people concerned, if we're all able to come together and agree on some solutions, I think there's a potential to get some momentum going that's positive.
What other big issues do you see coming down the pike for Southeast on the fish or wildlife side of things?
Well, as you know, there is still a lot of concern out there about halibut biomass. Southeast has seen some very significant reductions, and the International Pacific Halibut Commission meeting is coming up next week. I think the discussions at that meeting are going to be watched closely all throughout the state, not just in Southeast, but throughout the state. People are going to want to know what the future holds for halibut. That's going to be very critical.